Good evening, Los Angeles, California, and welcome to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, Chinatown's only...
Only.
That's right, Steve. Only. Only. Micro-broadcasting radio station. I'm Nicholas Miller, here once again with my tireless co-host, Steve Cato.
Hi, everyone. Steve Cato here. Feeling a little worse for wear.
For those of you who did not hear last week's show, I wanted to update you that we have confirmed that Steve Cato is not Mongolian.
I'm not.
I repeat, not
I'm
Mongolian,
not.
But rather a combination of Japanese and Ukrainian descent.
That's right.
And there's going to be a lot of disappointed ladies out there, but surely you can get over whatever preferences you have for the wonderful Steve Cato.
Yeah, there is apparently a dating website called MDate. And someone had actually, after the last show, even put a profile of me on without my knowledge. So I'm sorry if anyone was disappointed to learn that I'm not actually Mongolian. And, you know, if that's a thing for you, we can talk, sure, but, you know, I'm not Mongolian, okay? I'm not.
Well, I think Steve and I have finally recovered from all the art events that happened earlier this month. Shit. Well, actually, late last month, early this month,
that's right.
However you want to cast it. We did a series of juice cleanses, had an interesting effect on my digestive system, but altogether therapeutic, especially when mixed with a nice little sauna that Steve takes me to in Koreatown. What's the name of that sauna again, Steve?
It's the Beverly Hot Springs, but it's a day spa, Nick. It's a day spa.
Right. Sorry. Day spa.
Day spa.
Sorry. Day spa.
Right. Day spa. It's important.
Yeah. Steve has always been a bit better about taking care of his body than I have. But, you know, as you get a little bit older, you start to concern yourself with these things.
That's true.
Well, tonight we have another in a long string of unprecedented events on The Talking Show. This evening's host has been introduced to us by someone else. Steve and I actually did very little legwork here.
It's true.
Finding this guest. And this guest comes to us from a great friend of The Talking Show, the poet extraordinaire, and by my estimation, one of the foremost thinkers in avant-garde poetics, and Marfa Book Company owner, Tim Johnson.
Woo!
So some time ago, Tim Johnson, with the help of a not-so-reputable art museum in Marfa, hosted the poet Clark Coolidge, and Tim called me afterwards with such excitement that we decided, with Tim's help, to invite Mr. Coolidge all the way from Petaluma, California, to L.A. to do a reading on The Talking Show.
Mm-hmm.
So in keeping with the tradition of providing a bit of background on our more experimental talkers, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Mr. Coolidge. He attended Brown University, where his father taught in the music department, but rest assured, there will be no music tonight, where he then moved on to New York City and hung out with, you know, other Talking Show guests like Bernadette Mayer and associated himself with the language school. He is also an experienced jazz musician, which... many of you listeners out there will know, is not my favorite type of music, but the way in which it influences Coolidge's talking is quite spectacular. So, once again, all the way from Petaluma, California, we have here tonight on The Talking Show, by way of Tim Johnson.
Tim Johnson.
The one and only.
Ooh.
Clark Coolidge.
Okay, these are sonnets from a fairly recent book called 88 Sonnets. Which is kind of a homage to Ted Berrigan's book, The Sonnets. Ted used to say, I feel wonderfully preposterous calling it that. He was thinking of Shakespeare's sonnets, of course. So I'll just jump in. This is called Told So He Knew. But luckily, in his case, the octopus was incompetent. Jam hours later, a paradise of sinkers. He was the rake of the wed rich, is it not? Sorrier men have surely been born, can't you tell? The octopus waits at the bottom, still incredible, no? Is she pissed? This octopus was called No Names, Please. Otherwise, there'll be a letdown. Anyway, it comes up. Bastard load by bastard load. Blow the octopus. A puddle slowly forming beneath. Best organs in the capital. Started with that sucking sound, but guess what? No hole. That night he dreamed Tim Roth told him that film editing was a commie plot. Some nightmare. Not the door, but what comes through it that's framing. Declared on the floor of the world's largest aquarium. An uncovery. To know death, you have to fuck life in the gallbladder. But how can it not know what it is? Backs into these situations, barely and widely. A sampling of semens, the sowing of. Blue waters for human brains, who'd have thought? You must precipitate the nectar so there's force in these bloods. Variorum edibles. You may play the Wagner now. Full bore. The fluid's out of anyone. These smell coils, they lay draped in the foyer, a remnant of the marbleized flesh. Add a motor on. The cycles and ambient chains. A ropey dildo also. Ein, zwei, mental guy. Watch the eyes. You will see a woman assembling and no bumbling. Arcane hemispheres. Something is wrong with the literature of this blood. Maybe a tool baron? Help must be brought to light, this legend. Take the taxis away, clear the blocks. I will have all flesh riven, gestural lengths of shadow and echo bulk. The arm brewster is the name of the monster this time. But I don't anymore take it that anything. The vestibules beyond the outer rooms will tell the tale. Uncle Cecropio, you may dust my broom, palest crystal master. What is dead must remain beyond the alternate flesh-like regions. Let it go. R2 will find us out. Heard a cry in the mirror, located in the funnies, but so graceless in class. The whole night shines a brass hole in my tongue. Fresh monster. Sometimes the news business descends to long dark corridors made of cinder block, even its very source primitive all the way. Pickford's, it was said, but maybe not. Got a Coke? Better not judge the guitar you find wanting. Pretty much nothing but apple fiber and horse tonsils, but that's garbage. It's not. Sure as you're shirtless. Oh, good, a movie where you can't see anything. Consult the Book of Sewers by Colonel Sanders. Dr. Waters, he's gone away, Mrs. Torrance. Got a running scene? Call Mr. Bongo, Jack Costanzo. Is this the body of the text? It's off the charts, but who's the duller now? The body's gone, and these footprints are our own. That's a pretty good sign. Tension at Tomato Point. Soon will be crystal clear. I don't mind the copra supply farmed off to outer wear. This time prism light has a gray grain to it, chisel day. The tour maps are clogged. Flowers for Superman, I never read it. May have to drive the terminal herd, plucked from hoister beds and coats, level deep if hermeneutic. Catch a later analysis or bus leaving there from my toys ate me. Not to mention the Mylanta cork, bread and sulfur subsidy, tanned by the moon, brained by the poem. So stick it right there. They found tears on the platform, ants and hives, blast, and you never know where they'll land. A crystal saw. Separate these rocks and they pop like bulbs, a gruesomeness unforeseen, sloshed unconsciousness. Do I smell the smoke plume of a pearl? Consider, Substance, tutti, sort of thoughtless, durable, comes in two sons. At least one, a new one on me, cribbed from the oversoul, only the housing missing. Pauses, then strips to the bunk without oxygen. Net force, one lap. I heard the shot. Whole hillsides stretched in two. Dial the brass code. These things hatch into worser others. The doorframe leaks. The passages, the pages are damp. Somebody must have taken a piano to that one. But how far can one hike? We got no radio. Well, you need to be brighter. Live by the lamp. Putters. Go pep, you're slack. She's got the small tooth touch. No finer brains. Time to call up toast. Sharp jelly rock drill. Sack of this brand new metal rains down from doorways. Cast brads, retreads, honks. Must have come from the moon so dull. Takes taste test, goes overboard finishing. Call the boulder squad, they'll have nippers. Toggle screens with blunt displays. No heat, but braided retro. Got a map protector. This is the age of simple hammer-produced cell division. Somebody named Buttery invented the presentation. Be better off with bladed substitutes, peelings from the left side of the road. The price of so much. He's in a state of pitch fuck, diurnal, secondary smoke palooka. Relax, have a creosote. There's guys with aluminum tear ducts up there. Solid. I have caught the concrete, and it does resound. Well, it's time we heard from somebody. And these are the streets of shenanigan, an endless recording of closing doors as an air of finality, the andirons of cars. As Yellowstone goes, so goes the nation. Dipstick, licorice, and everything. Not as if we all should get a free ride. Those plates are soon empty of rutabagas, too. The wishing well is now a lap pool. Last seen, warming hands on Mickey's caldera. This is called, for you fans of a certain program, Cornholio in a Veil of Flowers. You'll have sizzling finds if brash plaques due in September, just as the club meets for the last soda, stumbling factor, standing there face full of false lake, fused in the walls, you'll feel better. There's lamp black, and then there's magic block. A trombone insists on coming in here. Listen, breakfast food. Get sewed up. You don't shut tiger burns. What? The evidence, dumbass. You could feel the crusts left and a little bridge work or bookmark. Why is the dye maker wearing a rebel head? Going along motorized leaves you whistleless. No snappy comebacks. Tracking damaged. The birds remain to be rounded up. Thank you, Mike Judge. I should dedicate that to him. The skin had turned. I remember those lamp paper rooms with the hoist vice patterns. Someone grasping out till it's all gone. What's been done? The skull block dropped a full inch is what. Bay rum pushed to the back of the cabinet, built-in wood painted white with silver clasp, stood on tiptoe high above the first room, first floor through a crack, a split for bones and finds. The Clouter Society, as younglings yet to be lost, behind the gauze, was it a smile or a wound? Crossed out, crossed up, crossed instead, tipped with blunted pencil, see verso, tells the tale. Certified Ma and Pa greenish, beasties beneath a covered metal hole. Volcano House. A patty, really, was that the gist of us? The mottled seal of what's drawn tight, lifted at midnight? A melted message, loopy plot at best, and so's your other. Stand up and salute the trace, a bluish glow. You'll only humiliate, subside, go by. Gone world, colored in at a slant. A realist puzzle, with tunnel sort of porte-cochere. hazily tied in the midden and great billboards of blemishes blown up to stride the land. No more Burma shave to be saddled with. Nostrums, mainly phantoms of a covered spot, flowered lid. You walk in one door and out, drift, peg. The crater now smoking a little. Can of puzzle wicks. The bright bat lit a Saigon byway, never to be found to be an outlived penny. Blossom token the first forest you come to, the novice has dibs. That internal movement, the head placed in the lap, just his choice, mishandle it so the joining wall snapped. A trick of the watch, the house does not open. You can only write it in a southerly direction. How's that for a grace note or two bars for nothing? Deep pile browns trip in abeyance, a slot in your life, the parallels are scary. Tongs solidified, an onyx bulk rank truck. No one anymore needs, we grew such depths. The tonal motors could raise your peak. Brood of a hearty skull. Comes the time to table that lamp, a reading map will no further blacken. Could singe you in circles, typefaces, the crystalline stubs once left it did. We matched as we watched the tuba unlock, the trellis choke, a radiolarian loose in the garden, down at the dark end where lights are slim. Pond weights of whatever fancies you remove to cut and paste, line your lids. The crops resist the broom and need. The pump broke down the water to a starch. Complexion was all that day's rage, coat and sprocket and eyes removal. A stage version. Cut my thumb on your cut thumb, Effendi, at the end of the day. I pursed my blood, a slice of the deft nests, damn you and your shed principles. Tear the mica off one hank of the sky. Reach placebo's rest, then reset tank, tank, tonk. Those elaborate levels of hover. Cops raise duels for end up amounted to ever raise duels for the end up amounted to ever after nuts about meaning combines. Restart those beds, shawangunks. Trilobites trembling, you'll see extending the stars like pills mounting up. It's frank, this crust of repetitions that tell you a thing and no more telling, hocus pocus. A leather pendant. Many odd entrances, including the piece of cake. You get up behind them through the river, cracking to set and whip up stew edges. The icings on the grunt we have intent feel short. Never give in without a shirt. The man had polished his level input. These stories without bulk pinned in tight, once nailed to a stop. Another of the sort, there's a plenty, so as to have it figured, lined in red lead, the exhaust vent on the Sphinx, pouring with originals, luster of vugs. Entrenchment entails reversed refills. The primer is salt in a feldspar labyrinth. You sure? As the velvet starts to show. Sur la route, which is French for on the road. Orotund for certain. The pliability file is quicksand. Hope to tin a song melt, mean to air out the taps. Here's man who shatters thing, but the substance is gray down and out. Someday have to stop, save on notions. The motors ran out of tobacco, so be sure to. How slabby dealt the decor increased itself. Bring shovel, ladder, and peppermint dipstick. You know, drama bolt set on morning tension. This writing implement has run its course. May have to move my house. Forsaken pen, I'll forget. Reality be dashed. I live in the quick. No bulk sat there. Funny things happen. Those dark swimming ways. Architecture, hospitality, a flesh wound, the Duke of Earl. The real what's left when you don't sleep, even if you do or especially. No prizes, those dispatches, flakes off an iron bell left on the avenue with the Kleegs, unsung. the tiny human esophagus. What a conundrum, where memory is a lot of dead hair. As a child, I held it to the light, the world there, and those common toys, breathing on the weights, measuring spoonfuls, nothing to say, wide as the rest of the empty way. That sounds like Ted to me. Where's my honey? A thermal city, plumb center of magic middle. I saw the flash as a hole in the volcano's fur apron, only visible at night, and even then, Tesla had a hold on the world just a brief time. He heated everything, usually his first move, a result still with us. Dr. Day is here, coils of dope, gathers of wither, received a tiny postcard of a playing card, held all the royal secrets and those pastilles. Get right down on the floor of the machine to see for yourself. And who did I find sitting in my chambers? Lord Coldmouth, Allardyce to you ducks. I live in the place of infinite cats and hats. Starts from, these people, they just throw things, bread loaves, even malt tablets, mysteries of every stripe, the very idea, how it all carries on, nougat or cat's eye, obligation or terror. Hear how the roofs still shake, even the lantern used as a horn, the mountain as shade, its crystals are growing dear. I could show you on the map how music changes in the sun, the moon, a draft, the whole frontal catalog. Some sense to the world in these, not want to stay, but never leave. Sympathy for radon. Anti-environmental poem. First off, takes his measure of pins within. Next to the telly, our cow watches through the window. Took off bra, but the blouse didn't go. Saucers came instead. They rule around here. Wedding postponed, but the landing is on. Pen points of alarm light on the mechanical frog. They could start warming things up from there, starring Paul Hemestat and Nan Aim of It All. No production design, only the names. American History Ladder Company 10, only a few could attend. Meet the creatures, listen up, but they won't call back. Piano down an empty corridor. Trail of the hollow dog in the days before furniture. They left all the doors unlocked. People were a bore. Seems to me no less than my television stopped on me. A nightmare of weight loss and doorbell tension committed to the dialogues of airborne Paul. Removed his eyes along with the rest of his face. I'll just leave them on the table, sir. Such an awkward waffler from Mudkirk, the Radcliffe of his time and territory, a fly. Lit and kept on lighting till I crossed my eyes. A flood of ideas on a boardroom wall, along with the time it took you. Ha! This door lock is a revolver telephone. How's the list of everything you have left to do going? Here in Beresford Woods, there are no doors. Though what would make you think? Yo, door load. Couple days and we'll have you all sewn up. You should have brought a doll of that dog in the first place. This town doesn't have time. They never voted for that treatment. Hey, Crawdad, I'll wait over here. You'll wait where I say. You'll wait, please, an anchor steak I'll have. People in farm duds get up and walk out into the silence of silliness, a conundrum. All the glass in town blows out at once. Better climb on in and toot. Don't miss the takeoff. My radio is ruined, and so's the car it came in, plus my can of dreams. Tell me what happened. The foghorn sounds, and we're back in New York, where the jig is always up, but nobody subsides. Affection land reposited. Care to take a pee on me? I'll have that drink now. Things in the wrong order, blue moons. Dusty sacks and fronts on the right. Want to go away for a long yawn? Puts an end to that, like lava blocks, a road to the sea, something we learn to talk about. Like the appointment of lost chests, misplaced in a swale, they said it's getting hard to. He loves how bouncy they get. Hard to stop once you've donned silk, ask Nancy Allen. From here on, the plot begs sense. They get in a cab for the sake of God or a bake sale. Now, who is this? The cast members evidently have yet to meet. Watch it. They'll melt. Green stuff comes out. Your trip is definitely off. Name that movie. The normal are staggering. Paul's surprised is a carpet to be called upon. Thinks he saw something. Else it was an odd head, strung by the highway, comes to the table on his knees. Want to look at some drawings? No and no. Why don't you come with me? No rational choice. I'll have the Marines show you out. You'll get this marble glow sheer to the floor, a make-believe hamper full of surprises. That's a powerful pencil sharpener you have, felt in the gut, or is it the red dress of poetry? You can't win prizes with an agate sponge. You can? desperate to buy one a drink, Paul has eyes, owns a vaporizer, but doesn't house strangers, as Wally Shawn, as the Earl, proposes. Now running in blue backyards, the brain makes less and less sense as we proceed with this sum of all miscalculations. Private hair on tap, hours to spend on substance. Got a postcard from Jesus, Guy Jesus, and he wants it back. The whole side of those trees, they just keep giving with the heat blinks. They're cool, like no one anymore is. Now, what do you think you are, gubernatorial? That's a thought high on eggs. I'm the long mailman, but I'm on vacation. My wife's in training. She went to sleep and woke insane. There was this high-speed sound inside a church. I walked to it, been working on it for years, smelling of gastropods and suction, and it gave me a notion. Tiny people having a meeting, making a glow. Worst news possible. Haven't got a feel for much anymore, not even tugs at my straps, lumps in the substance, Marge underhand there, tagged my shorts, witless but fundamental. We were grilled by the great dead in their time, the show everybody called the whitest licks in town. Let's talk. They found a horizontal hexagon right here in Butter City behind the stationers. We went all blubbery. Care for a summary? The braille's gone cold. Give me five. You no longer appeal. The monster's gone gray. Summers from their tins. There are suggestions. Caterpillar's gone to seed and Acropolis dust. This bus emerged from behind Sacramento. A felt success. Learn how to put things, will you? The pencil won't stop probing. Miracles occur down the tube. Ink in your shoes through a flatter hat you couldn't run. A whole airplane lost in the Atlantic. Never to be done again. The Pacific gleaming. Put on orange pants for trawler duty. There's something in the learning glass, apparently. Peppermint will improve your Palmer method. She's alive, but she's a mess. Torque, you see, that's an idea. An alum shield, the duration. Thud. Somebody's here. The pain will kill her. The blood will hurt a lot, very much. Can't stand it. The survivors stood on a shutter while the sun made with the steady blinks and moved multitudes. Bent enough for you, but do you understand what I'm not saying? Blow the anesthesia. Top drawer, linked soups, hydroclaws, the magenta of a styptic smile, blinks, there's some loss. People there have no concern. Triceps beyond belief, pyrites in a tin dish, danger and prose, stumbles on a stair, thread roots on Altair. I'll bus you to the cosmos, things you don't want here. The forest leaves, police abandoned station, the flag goes down. Where are the clowns in this town? Turgid bunk. They give even the Pope a tryout. My job is to explain them. Pele shouting, cigarettes on springs as the landscapes accumulate. We'll have to bargain for a few faint fogs. Onyx capstan useless. I've got a snore in my nose, even a shovel wouldn't. What's in that bag? Only those who have to. A diurnal calcite substance, empty enough. If I had a hunch, it'd be a smidgen. Got no more misty opportunities. The monster had iron ankles and no peace. They tried to build a missile base on his rock. You could smell the blob on the wind. Take me there. That cow's a fan of Eno's. Must have spent the night. A stone, the carving block, bites. Hey, there's no penetration, not even a shoulder strap. You cop to it? I called it the mystery snap, but it came out. Nobody survived the battle of the shove. Testing the monster. Is the drought ready? I thought they brought it to a head. The monster thinks it's time. Calls Dr. Artaud. There's a forest of thermometers, the nightmare array. They're apologetic, but warm water is always local. Amber turns lethal. Ants are released. Dadgum vitamins useless, and what's to come? Even the universe is lunch for something. If you knew the end, you'd be more than bored. They'd lop off your shoes. The pipes are impossible, Denny. Makes haste to pluck the magic twanger, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin. You know Artaud's name is mud, but these are particulars. The rest are as interesting as dental proposals. And the last, the monster for granted. The tusk came out of the museum. Everybody happy. Stop time. Filter back unleavened opportunity for husk products. Line two, a hash of the missing transits. The shit has hit the front. Gales for miles. Bar tab deep. Girl with the pinch bottle bra. A crisis of ground glass proportions in pencil musk. As you see, it is perfect hands-on voltages, fluid appendages on forced birth treadles. I'll take a lodging in North Beach. Times past, run it out largo to fragments of sentiment. Will be horrible to others, but same to our own. An overarching oblivion patched, if pensive. The world's just this racket.
Wow, Steve.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. How did that one grab you, Steve?
Well, it was pretty great, I thought. I really enjoyed his the combinations of the casual and formal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience. You know, it made me wonder, it seems like people even in the front line of poetry still are obsessed with the old forms. That's something, for whatever reason, I don't see as much in visual art. Am I just mistaken here? Am I a little myopic in my views, huh, Steve?
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about why these are still sonnets, right? He's still making sonnets when, you know, maybe sonnets are old style or something. But, I mean, people are still making rectangular paintings that hang on walls. That still happens an awful, awful lot. So, I mean, you know, maybe they're not genre paintings. They're not history paintings or still lives or what have you. Or, you know, I mean, even consider these are sonnets, but their rhyme structure isn't overt. The language choice is pretty jarring. You know, he calls out Corn Julio at one point. I don't see how that's different, really, than making a whole painted rectangle on some form of support that hangs on a wall. That's still pretty much, you know, it's still a sonnet, right? It's still a painting.
Well, you know, I just meant for someone as curious and experimental as Clark Coolidge to write sonnets,
yeah.
I guess that's just it, that he would go back to this old form, you know, the one, you know, perfected supposedly by Shakespeare.
You know, I don't think anyone on earth would confuse what we just heard from Mr. Coolidge for Shakespeare. I think the difference between the two sets of sonnets speaks to the vast gulf in time and experience between Mr. Coolidge and Mr. Shakespeare. Do you maybe expand on what you mean? I don't get your point really here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the sculptors back then were making busts of religious figures. Maybe people are still, in their own way, making busts. I don't know. I, I don't get out that much.
I mean, I think the difference you're talking about in sculpture is that, like, sculpture wasn't even an art form for a long time. You know, at least in European art, it was considered statuary. It wasn't considered sculpture. You know, there's a lot of work that Rodin does, for example, where he's going to great lengths to prove that sculpture is an art. And this is the late Romantic period, you know. So this is really recent that sculpture wasn't even a thing. Sculpture was like fighting for space against a concept like statuary. So, you know, we don't have we still have statuary, but in the fine arts, you know, we have sculptures only like, you know, 200 years old as an actual, you know, we think we've retroactively decided that these Greeks were making sculpture, but, you know, they were making statues. You know, it's,
yeah,
it's us.
Well, I guess all that to say, I really would have liked to have gone to the Renaissance art book fair. Yeah, that that would have been too much fun. Lots of sonnets there. Lots of sonnets there.
Yeah. Well, the Renaissance art book fair, ye olde Renaissance art book fair. We'll have to go next year. That's something we should do. Maybe we should have a booth selling, you know, Gutenberg Bibles at the LA art book fair, and wear like tights and period costume and not bathe. And we could have like a course of vials and, you know, lutes and shit accompanying us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all good questions, Steve. Hopefully we can have Tim Johnson on the show soon.
Oh, that would be great.
He keeps threatening to participate in the show, either as a talker or just as a guest host or something. And when he does show his face here in sunny Los Angeles, we will have to ask him some serious questions about poetics.
No kidding.
But maybe it's best for now to resign ourselves to ignorance and talk a little bit about the weather.
I'll resign myself to my bed soon. I feel just terrible. I'm catching some sort of weird flu. I don't feel good at all. Weather's nice.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah, and I'm sure you heard on the news today that the governor of Georgia is under great scrutiny by the national government for, you know, bungling some kind of policy concerning extreme weather. So in anticipation for the next storm this week, he's shut down some preposterous amount of the counties in hopes that people can, you know, stay warm and perhaps still go to their jobs. While tomorrow, I think it's going to be 80 degrees. We could go to the beach.
Yeah.
Should we go to the beach?
Yeah, let's go to the beach. Let's go to the beach. I know. It's hard to not feel smug. I mean, I'm from Canada. And when you choose to live in a place like Southern California, you know, your friends, they write you, they say, what's up? And they want to know about something specific, you know, like a project you're working on or something like that. And when you tell them about the weather, it's just like, it's even a non-topic now. It's really tough. It's really tough having those conversations with people who live in places with significantly worse weather than here. Isn't it, Nicholas?
Oh, dear Steve. We're still getting all these Snowden emails.
Oh, really?
Some positive, some negative. I'll take a minute and just read this one from a writer who calls him or herself SB. Dear Talking Show, having just looked at my comment from yesterday where I questioned how this was news, as Snowden did knowingly betray the United States of America, I see that I've gotten quite a few downvotes. You people don't seem to understand what treason is. You speak of ideals and intent and a bunch of other superfluous nonsense I'm used to hearing from the government. Fact. Snowden had a position of trust within the U.S. government. Fact. He knowingly used that position to steal classified documents. Fact. He then proceeded to publish said documents. Fact. He fled the country. In no way is this man a patriot. He betrayed both his word and his country through his actions. Those of you who continue to view him through rose-tinted glasses are merely deluding yourselves. He is a traitor. Signed, SB.
Huh.
Well, I guess Steve and I are hanging out here on the rose-tinted side of the studio glass. But here's another letter from a Bob S.
All right.
Snowden is guilty of betraying a government, not the people. That government is hardly responsive to the will of the people. The two political parties are just the left and right hands of the controlling elite. Whew. They do what they wish, where they wish, to whom they wish. I really wish that the world would judge that government quite separately from the people subject to it. If voting actually could change or amend the process, they would abolish it at once. Our elections are merely referenda on which of the two hands slaps us. Most of the representatives sit in safe seats with no possible challenger. Our media is mostly co-opted, and the people who most ardently defend the system are good people who are by and large patriotic but uninformed. I wish my friends in the UK well, and peace to all peoples of the earth. Signed, Bob S. from Bella Vista, Arkansas. Well, I can see there in Bella Vista, they're handing out the rose-tinted glasses. I don't know, Steve. Should I read any more of these things?
I don't know. Really? Do you want to keep reading these things? Really, Nicholas?
Okay. Here's a short one. written right, by fine. Someone who calls him or herself a huge cat. Dear The Talking Show, this is the new America, one not based on freedoms and the Constitution, but based on the Communist Manifesto.
What?
Enjoy it. You guys voted for it. Signed, a huge cat. Well, Steve, what do you think about that one?
I had no idea cats were so reactionary in their political mindset. As a cat person, I've always thought cats were sort of anarchists. What do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, that's, you know, that's a nice little bit of political talking to put a nightcap on such an intensely entertaining, poetic bit of talking. So, ladies and gentlemen, please drive safely, sleep tight, enjoy our new government based on the Communist Manifesto, where AM radio reigns supreme.
Oh, jeez.
Good night.
Good night.
This is The Talking Show, signing off.
Arise, you prisoners of salvation. Arise, you wretched of the earth. For justice thunders condemnation. For a bed of world's infer. Of all perdition's change shall find us. Arise, you slaves, no more in thrall. The earth shall rise a new foundation. We have been lost. We shall be all. 'Tis the final conflict. Let each stand in his place. The international Soviet shall be the human race. 'Tis the final. Condescending saviors to rule us from the judgment hall. We workers ask not for their favors, let us consult for all. To make the fleet disgorge his booty, to free the spirit from your cell. We must ourselves decide our duty, we must decide and do it well. Is the fire.